Well, it is a tradition here at Highlands to enjoy some movie sermons during the summer. I love this because I'm a firm believer that we can find meaning everywhere. So this summer, we'll watch movies like Les Miserables, which we'll talk about this week. Disney's Brave, if you haven't seen it, a great story of a little Scottish princess who certainly doesn't need a prince for her saving. It's a great story. We're going to enjoy On the Waterfront, Best Picture winner from long ago. This is where Marlon Brando utters, "I could have been a contender." If you haven't seen it, you'll need to see it because it's great. And if you have seen it, I bet it's been a while. So another one to enjoy. And then to finish off the month, we will watch Princess Bride. We're going to do that viewing party here at the church, and I invite everyone to quote along as many lines as you know as we watch it together. So that'll be a good time. But today we enjoy Les Miserables, a very meaningful story. A dozen lives intertwined over the course of 20 plus years. You see, in Les Miserables, Victor Hugo, who wrote the original novel, and then, of course, the gifted lyricists and composers that brought this story to life in the years following, they present a story of the fragility, the brokenness, and the undying hope of humanity. Now, to try to summarize the entire storyline of this grand novel, the stage show, or the award-winning film is beyond what I can accomplish this morning. Of the many plot lines and characters, of the many songs, there is a theme, though, that pulls at my heart over and over again when I share in the story. This theme is the weight and pain of regret and the power of dreams. You see, nearly every character in Les Miserables spends every scene and every song facing regrets of their past, or contemplating the regrets they will face as the result of the decisions they have to make before them, while at the same time attempting to hold in tension the dreams that they do carry inside them that call them forward. You see, this tension really comes when the dreams that are carried are often the very source of regret that they experience. It's summarized beautifully in one of the best-known songs from the show that was shared with us this morning. Tammy, thank you for sharing your gifts. "I Dreamed a Dream" is a beautiful, beautiful song. It's easily one of the best-known from the musical, but the title doesn't always reveal at first glance that this song is as much about regret as it is about dreams. Hear the lyrics again. "But the tigers come at night, with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart and they turn your dream to shame. Because there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed." You know, before I'd ever seen the show, before I ever knew the context, I don't know, the music always sounded so beautiful at the beginning of that song, and it sounded about dreams. I thought it was a happy song. I was wrong. In fact, though, if you listen, it's the past tense of "I dreamed a dream" that truly gives the meaning of this song away. What we find in the singing is one who holds a dream from the past, a dream that has become regret. Now let's name, there is nothing wrong with the dream when it was first dreamt. And there is nothing wrong with dreaming. But the hope and the power of dreams comes from being rooted in the present and reaching toward the future. That's the power of a dream. That's where the hope and power comes from, this future tense and the encouragement they bring. You see, when the moment of a dream has passed, to continue to hold to a dream from the past is to hold the weight of regret. You see, instead of finding a new dream, the darkness of what did not come to pass surrounds and envelops us. How cruel an irony that the very dreams that might encourage us forward can also hold us back. In Les Miserables, we find dreams turned to regrets in so many ways. In love unrequited, in justice undone, in mistakes unforgiven, in opportunities missed, in revolutions unresolved. The story is so very human in its brokenness. But this is not simply a fiction of some story that we share today, for it can be a reality of the lives we live for far too many of us. The dreams are many, are they not? Visions of what might be, longings of our hopes, our honest hopes, dreams that are worth dreaming. But what do we do as people if these dreams we carry do not come to pass? For not every dream comes to be. So when we find ourselves with these dreams that are lost or broken or unfulfilled, how do we step into tomorrow and out of that past? Though it's more simply said than done, we must find new dreams. Dreams that build from where we find ourselves now, that are rooted in the present reality. You know, the Apostle Paul spoke of this as he reflected on his own failures. Not something Paul did often enough, if I may say. He spent a lot of time speaking of his successes and how wonderful his ministry was. But every once in a while, Paul would honestly acknowledge the failures in himself, in his attempts, in his dreams, in what it was to dream of living life the way he wanted to. And in Philippians, he speaks of these failures and he reflects on it. Brothers and sisters, I myself don't think I've reached it, but I do this one thing. I forget about these things behind me and reach out for the things ahead of me. I forget about the things behind me and reach out for the things ahead of me. Like I said, it's a little more simply said than done. So how can it come to be that we might forget those things behind us and do that reaching out for all that is ahead of us? How can we bring this to be in our own lives? We must dream again, but not the dream that we dreamed in the past. We must find a new dream. I think it's worth noting that dreams do not go away easily. There is a human tendency to always hold on to a dream. But here's the catch. There's a human tendency to always hold on to a dream, but it may not always be a forward-looking one. Often we hold on to the dream we had, unwilling to let go. So unless we find a new dream, one that's rooted in the present looking forward, it's far too easy to continue to hold the old one. And that remnant, that old broken dream, can keep us from forming new ones. Because we get stuck. The old dreams keep us from new ones, and the lack of new ones keeps us holding on to the old ones. And suddenly, dreaming a dream isn't a happy song anymore. It's painful, and it's hard. This is when we need to hear Paul's encouragement to forget about the things behind us and reach out for the things ahead of us. Now, I also want to take a moment and point out that in Les Miserables, some of the most important moments, some of the most life-changing moments for one of the main characters, Jean Valjean, they happen when he steps into tomorrow and out of the past, and he does so at a monastery and a convent. I'm sorry, I'm a pastor. I have to point out that some of the most life-changing moments happen in church. Okay, that said, I don't just bring it up for that reason. There's something meaningful in it that Victor Hugo knew to draw in. You see, this is a reminder of how surrounding ourselves with supportive and faithful community can help us as people. It's an encouragement to surround ourselves with those who will remind us of the tomorrow that is to come. Because that's part of it. To root ourselves in the present and dream of tomorrow, we have to know there is one. And that's what family of faith can be so good at. Encouraging us to see the tomorrow that is to come, for it will come. Even the regrets we carry cannot keep the new day from beginning. The prophet Habakkuk put it this way. By the way, speaking of prophets, we rarely mention in church. Habakkuk, fun one. There is still a vision for the appointed time, the prophet says. There is still a vision for the appointed time. It testifies to the end. It does not deceive. If it delays, wait for it. For it is surely coming. It will not be late. It's the promise of a new tomorrow, one into which we can step as we leave the past behind, for it will surely come. That is, if nothing else, one of the dreams that we can replace the brokenness with is the promise of our faith. You see, our Christian story is one of resurrection and renewal. That's the Christian story. We experience grief and loss as people. We must acknowledge that. We must name that life can be hard and we can feel pain. We are not immune to it as people of faith. But we do have hope in life anew. Resurrection isn't just for people. Resurrection is for hopes and visions. Resurrection is for dreams. Though what is resurrected out of the brokenness is not always the same as what has passed. For resurrection brings about a new creation. As we are made new when we find new dreams to dream. It's a story we celebrate regularly. We see it at the communion table. This is what Jesus was speaking of, gathered that night with his friends, with the brokenness. Out of the brokenness comes the wholeness. Out of the brokenness comes resurrection and new life. It's the story we celebrate every time we gather at the table of grace. Jesus sits there with his friends and invites us to dream a new dream. A dream of life and love, a dream of tomorrow. See, that's another wise theme we can find in Les Miserables. That when we are able to step out of our past, that new day will come. You see, as the movie ends, each and every person whose life was lost, whose dreams were broken, who struggled through a lifetime of regret, these characters find themselves gathered in a symbolic moment, reclaiming what was lost. They find themselves celebrating and living life anew. The chorus of voices gathers together and sings. Do you hear the people sing, lost in the valley of the night? It is the music of the people who are climbing to the light. For the wretched of the earth, there is a flame that never dies. Even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. We will live again in freedom in the garden of the Lord. We will walk behind the plowshare. We will put away the sword. The chain will be broken and all men will have their reward. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Somewhere beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see? Do you hear the people sing? Say, do you hear the distant drums? It is the future that we bring when tomorrow comes. It is the future that we bring when tomorrow comes. That is stepping into tomorrow and out of the past. Amen.